So the big question is this: what would you do if money didn't matter? Say you had millions in your bank account, what would you focus on? Would you spend more time with your family, with your wife, with your kids, take family vacations? Would you pursue your gifts and talents and dreams, serve your local community, teach others, serve your church community? You see, if what you would do if money didn't matter is pursue your gifts and talents and dreams to serve others, then that is probably what you should be doing. The problem is, most people are in the rat race, living 5 inches in front of their face with no time to pursue what they were born to do. That is the problem, and the solution is to develop enough passive income to replace your working income so you can quit your job and be free to live your life the way you were created to. That is the solution, and this podcast will show you how. What's up, guys? Welcome to another awesome episode of Cashflow Dad Life. I am your host, Ryan Ank, and today we are going to be talking about the foundation of everything that you need to do to get started with real estate investing. There's one thing that is so important, but before we get into all of that, I want to wish you guys all a happy Thanksgiving. My prayers are with you. I pray that you're blessed and that I'm so grateful for you for listening to this podcast for however long you've been listening to it. Even if this is your first episode, I'm grateful that you're here and I feel truly blessed to have the opportunity to be able to have people that listen to what I have to say. So thank you so much for listening. I don't know how many of you guys talk about Thanksgiving. I don't know how many of you have Thanksgiving traditions, but we've got this one tradition that stayed the same for all the years of my life, as young as I can remember, 4 years old. We always did a turkey bowl. And that's, you know, once a year in the morning of Thanksgiving, no matter how cold it was outside, even back when we lived in Salt Lake City, when it was freezing cold and there was snow on the ground, no matter what the weather was like, we always got up in the morning and we'd play a football or a soccer game in the morning of Thanksgiving. And we do it with everybody in the family, obviously, but, you know, we invite friends or, you know, extended family, and we play this tackle football game, and it was amazing. And the whole idea is that you play this game and you work up an appetite to eat more than you should later on in the afternoon when you're having Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm carrying on the tradition with my kids, and we're driving to the turkey bowl on Thanksgiving morning. And it was actually really humbling because I was bragging and I was saying to my kids, to my memory, they asked me, you know, what is your record for the turkey bowl? I was like, to my memory, I've never lost a game. You know, I probably did, but I was like, you know, I don't think I've ever lost a turkey bowl. I think that I've always been on the winning side, and it's always been because of me, you know, just kind of, you know, playfully bragging to my kids. And so they're like, oh, we're going to get you this time, Dad. So at a certain point during the turkey bowl today, I thought to myself, you know, it'd be kind of cool for them to have this, this bragging right. So we did kids versus parents, and the kids ended up winning. And of course, you know, I'm playing it up, and I'm like, you know, acting like I'm giving a bunch of excuses. You know, I've had a sore throat for months. You know, I've got a bad back. My leg's been bothering me, and it's not fair because you guys had, you know, we had to tackle you, but you only had a 210 touch us. And they just loved it. You know, they loved beating Dad for the first turkey bowl. So at any rate, you know, I thought I'd share that fun little memory. You know, that's a tradition. If you don't have a tradition like that for Thanksgiving, it's time to get one, because those are the things that you remember. But let's talk about today. Let's talk about the number one thing that you need to get started investing in real estate. So I have people come to me all the time and they're like, hey, how do I get started? How do I get started? That's the number one question. And, you know, a lot of times they'll say, should I focus on analyzing the deals, or should I focus on this strategy, or should I finesse my skill in finding the deals, or should I really learn about the cap rates in the area and how to analyze those? Or should I focus on what are the best zip codes to invest in? Give me my first step. And I always say, and it always surprises people, I say, look, your first step is to solve the problem between your ears. Hey guys, I wanted to take a brief break from the show to remind you that if you haven't yet gotten your copy of my newest book, The 7-Day Real Estate Survival Blueprint, How to Create $10,000 Out of Nothing in Less Than a Month, then what are you waiting for? The book is available on Amazon for $19, but if you are a listener of this podcast, you can get it absolutely for free. All you have to do is cover the shipping charges, which is less than an extra value meal at McDonald's. So you could get fatter, or you could invest in an incredible amount of wisdom and a step-by-step blueprint. I cover by the hour exactly what I would do for the next 7 days to make sure that I have $10,000 in my pocket in less than a month by investing in real estate, starting with nothing. Say you have no money, okay, and no experience. So the book is amazing, and if you want to get it for free, it's cashflowdadlife.com/7, okay? And then you can get it there and just cover the shipping costs. All right, guys, back to the show. Look, your first step is to solve the problem between your ears, all right? And that is to develop the right mindset. And the only way, the foundation of developing the right mindset, to set that mindset into motion, your first step is to practice gratitude as many times a day as possible. And that always throws people back. They're like, wait, you know, I was looking for something technical. Like, what's the first thing? And it's a waste of time. It is a complete waste of time to pursue trying to find deals or to finesse skills unless you have the skill of being grateful as much as possible. And I'll explain. You know, a lot of times what we know from, you know, the most successful people in the world, the most successful investors, is the most happy people, is that they practice gratitude. So in order for you to be happy, there are two things that you need to believe. Number one, that every day of your life has both blessings and curses. This is true in just a normal sense. If you think about your life, if you think about every single day, you have set before you opportunities every single day, and you have set before you wasted opportunities every day. You have blessings and curses. If you're a biblical person, if you're a person who reads the Bible, it's actually in the Bible. It says, I set before you every single day blessings and curses, life and death, choose life, is what it says in the Bible. So you have that opportunity every day. You actually have opportunities that you may or may not be aware of every single day that are blessings. And Thanksgiving really makes us think about that. There's a video out recently of this guy who wakes up and all the things that you take for granted are just wrapped up as a gift. So the first thing is he gets up out of a bed, you know, and the bed is wrapped as a gift. So he's like unwrapping the bed. And then he unwraps his clothes, and it's amazing. He unwraps the running water. He unwraps the toilet, you know. He unwraps his car to go to work. So every day has these gifts, has these blessings, and we need to practice being aware of them. So that's number one, that every day of your life has both blessings and curses. Number two, that by focusing on these blessings and being grateful for them, you will actually receive more. That's true for anything that you pursue in life. So if you want to get started with real estate, you know, you're going to have opportunities to invest. There's deals in every single zip code, but you need to focus on every single blessing you have so that you can be aware of those opportunities more when they come up. It's actually a pretty simple concept that I cover. I covered in one of my past podcasts where I talk about how I took away my son's hoverboard. And it's really, you know, if you're a father or if you're a mother, you know, you understand this concept with your kids. Whenever they're grateful for things in their life, you know, whether it's their Xbox or their hoverboard or their bike or their food, then you tend to want to do more nice things for them and give them more gifts. Whenever they are ungrateful, you tend to want to take away the things that they have so that they can understand being deprived of that. They can understand how blessed they really are. So life is the same way. And I think about when I was at my lowest points in life, and I've got a lot of them, you know, eating ramen noodles to get by financially, riding my wife's pink bike to work because I couldn't afford gas for my truck, getting chewed out by a Catholic monk for my company screwing up the copier order, giving my wife a handful of change to go on a girl's weekend because I had no money, all these things where, you know, I felt like a terrible husband and provider. You know, I could really go on with a lot of these things. But when I was at these low points, it was hard for me to see the blessings in those, right? It was very hard for me to see the positivity in my situation. And if you were to come to me, like I'm coming to you now and saying, no, actually, you had blessings that day. That was a blessing. Then I would have wanted to bless you with a right hook, you know? So I understand, you know, how you feel in these certain situations. And it's very challenging to like see through some of the bad things that happened to you. But what I ultimately realized through all of these things is that most people have it backwards. See, they think that you need to be grateful only after something good happens to you or something good is given to you. That's when they think they need to be grateful. However, the most successful, the most happy, the wealthiest people, when I say wealthy, I don't just mean like monetarily. I mean like they're spiritually healthy, they've got great relationships, they're healthy. The wealthiest people in the world understand this simple concept that gratitude doesn't happen because you're happy. Happiness happens because you are grateful. And I'll say it again because this is so important, guys, that gratitude doesn't happen because you are happy. Happiness happens because you are grateful. It really is just that simple. So if you're looking at this upcoming year, I know we've got New Year's Eve coming up, we got Christmas coming up, people are going to start making resolutions. And if you're wanting to get started making passive income, if you want to get started investing in real estate, you want to start a side hustle, maybe losing a few pounds, Lord knows I need to. Or if you want to enjoy life more, just improve the quality of your living more, then there's only one thing that you need to do right now that will actually cause a chain reaction of success in your life. And this isn't like an incredibly spiritual concept. It is spiritual, but it's also, you know, psychologists have proven this. And that's to practice gratitude as many times a day as possible. And the reason is because when you practice gratitude, it creates positive thoughts. And psychology tells us that our thoughts actually manifest into actions and they manifest into realities. So it all starts between your ears. You're talking about getting started in real estate. It all starts between your ears and your thoughts and how you manifest, like by being grateful, you become positive. That positivity becomes reality. Okay. Positive thoughts help you realize the blessings you have every day. Not only that, but we know that these positive thoughts, they release endorphins and enkephalins, the dopamine that hits your brain. You know, it's almost like the same reaction as heroin when it hits the brain. These thoughts actually create energy, right? It's probably a terrible analogy. It's like taking a hit of cocaine. I've never done it before. You know, don't assume that because I'm giving the analogy that I'm a coke addict. But it creates this energy in you. And that causes a chain reaction of opportunity to come into your life and success to come into your life and for you to be aware of that opportunity, right? And for you to realize it more. If it's done right, the chain reaction happens fast. But it all starts with gratitude. So, you know, if you want to challenge yourself, I found this really interesting. If you want to like apply this to something practical for the next week, I was listening to this podcast. It was a Tim Ferriss podcast, and this guy AJ Jacobs came on, and I actually bought his book. It's called Thanks a Thousand. And what he does, he experiments with this concept of being grateful for all the little things. So the first thing he did is he picked a cup of coffee as a thing that he was going to be grateful for. And he's like, I'm just going to go on a mission to be grateful for everything involved. So he went on a mission to thank everyone involved for making that one cup of coffee, from the server to the guy who made the cups, to the person who created the logo on the cup, to the truck that delivered the beans, the farmer, to the guy who invented the coffee sleeve. And not only was he thankful internally, but he actually called them or sent them messages or visited them and told him thank you for it. So the impact that this had on his life and the lives of others was astounding. So, you know, what my challenge would be to you is find something simple like that. You know, there are so many things. I mean, there are so many things every single day that we take for granted. Find one of those things that you take for granted. You know, like a cup of coffee, your cell phone. You know, I remember when I was born, we actually had rotary phones. And in my lifetime, we went from rotary phones to wireless phones to actual mobile devices that you could touch, press a button, and you've got an infinite amount of wisdom at your fingertips. You no longer have to tap into an Encyclopedia Britannica at your house and ask your parents to buy it for you to know stuff. You know, you actually can, anything you're curious about, you don't have to walk down to the local library to find out. It's at your fingertips on a phone. So it's very little things like this. You know, it's phone, chairs, tables. Find one thing and think about everything involved in that and go on a mission to thank everyone. Thank everyone involved. Watch what happens in your life when you do that. So that's it, guys. If you're looking to get started, if you want to make a major change this upcoming year and to watch the snowball effect where it starts off as a little pebble and as it rolls, it becomes a humongous avalanche of a snowball. If you want to make a major change in your life this upcoming year, the first thing you need to do is start practicing this gratitude every single day.
Boom! Thanks for listening. Please remember to rate and subscribe. You're going to want to listen to every episode as soon as it comes out because each episode has in it an idea or a strategy that could literally change your life. And listen, don't miss out on the free investor tools that I have for you on my website, cashflowdadlife.com. So go to cashflowdadlife.com and get your free swag. And listen, hit me up if you want to talk about how we can get you out of the rat race as soon as possible. Until next time, my name is Ryan Anke, and this was Cashflow Dad Life.